This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report on monthly printing shipments. This is being recorded on March 8, 2011. Let's go straight to slide 3. Oh, by the way, all this is copyright 2011 by What They Think. January data came in, and January was a good month. It's got an easy comparison to last year. But we also got the final U.S. revision for 2010, and the year finished out at $86.7 billion, and it was 87.6, if you're dyslexic, that might be confusing, for inflation-adjusted data. Last year was horrid in the first quarter. It looked like the year was going to play out so badly, and then it started to pick up toward in the second quarter. So the first quarter was down almost 6%, down almost 8% on an inflation-adjusted basis. And then the rest of the year was up 3.2% and up 1.8% on an inflation-adjusted basis. So it did turn out fairly well. When you really look at it, though, the year turned out rather flat. In fact, the year on an inflation-adjusted basis was just slightly negative. So it's we're hoping that we still have this positive nature of shipments going forward, but the comparisons to the first quarter are very easy, and those comparisons are going to go away starting in the second quarter, and we could have a flat to slightly negative year. I really do suspect it'll be a flat year on a current dollar basis, and then a decline on an inflation-adjusted basis. The other thing that will be very interesting is that we're a couple of months away from some revisions that are done every year to the shipments data for all manufacturing industries. And I'm concerned that the data that we've been seeing lately, that which has been positive for the printing industry, might get revised away. And the reason that I'm suspicious about all of this is that the employment data revisions that were done in January and February were so negative. They reduced the number of employees in the printing industry by about 8,000 people. And that's one of the key things that they use to come up with the estimates of what the shipments are, in addition to the survey work that they do. So we're in pins and needles over here at the Economics and Research Center to get a look at those May data. But as I said, January was pretty good otherwise, so we'll just leave it at that. We'll take it as good news. We also got December Canada shipments. Those can be revised, but it looks like for the month they were 711 million Canadian. That was down 3.5% in current dollars, and down almost 6% in inflation-adjusted dollars. And to show the problems with the U.S. dollar, that actually looks like it was up. That's how different the change has been. The Canada's economy is extremely good. It's a very, very strong economy. The monetary policy has been excellent. It's a resource economy, so they are benefiting from the higher prices of commodities. And the tax policy has become more favorable to business. So even though the printing industry looks kind of negative, overall their economy is much stronger. So don't let these figures imply that Canada is not doing well economically. They're doing much better than they were a few years ago. And it's recognized as a very strong currency and also as a strong economy. So for the year, Canada's commercial printing industry was about $8.8 billion Canadian, and that was down about 3.7% in current dollars and down about 5.2% on inflation-adjusted Canadian dollars. Our forecasts for 2011 for the U.S. is $85 billion. That was the forecast that we had for 2010, and it was wrong, thankfully. And Canada, we're forecasting 8.4 billion Canadian. So let's take a look at some of our data. On slide 4, we have the current dollar printing shipments for the U.S. And I, because there's only one data point and it's January, so I want to make sure people found it. So I put a big red circle around it. On our charts, we've dropped 2006, so we go back to 2007. So we're looking at 5 years of data. On slide five, the current dollar chart showed it, things being right in the middle of 2009 and 2010. But we see when we adjusted for inflation that January was much closer to the 2010 data. You also still see here, because 2007 is on this chart, how strong 2007 was and how the seasonality of our industry was quite different. So the change in the retail use of media, which is the media for all the holiday shopping at the end of the year, where October was an extremely strong month, the media shift really shows in the patterns of these data. So our year is becoming flatter. You notice that since 2009, we have not had a single month on an inflation-adjusted basis above $8 billion. And if we go back to slide four, you see that that's been the case. So go now go back to slide five. And that 2009 and 2010 were very, very close. And so the revision will be quite interesting to see how this pattern possibly changes. Now, we've also added on slide 6 the forecast for 2011. That's the black line. And our forecast models are showing a slightly negative year overall. I don't think it'll be as negative as the forecasting models may imply, especially in the long term. And we'll be getting to that chart very, very soon. Slide 7 shows January in prior years, and the red bars are the inflation-adjusted data, and the bluish bars are the current dollar data. So it's pretty clear what's been happening to us in terms of inflation and overall shipments, that there's very little comparison. We're doing $2 billion less in 2011 in a month of January than we were in 2007. That's a very, very big change. On slide 8, we have our forecasts. And some people have asked, well, how come you don't have last year's numbers on here? So we put it up in the upper left-hand corner. So that's where our number came out. And these are our forecasts in 2011 dollars for what the year will be. So we have our forecasts all the way at the right-hand side. And our forecast is not as pessimistic as the aggressive forecast. The conservative forecast is showing a loss almost $20 billion by 2017. And the aggressive forecast is showing a loss of $50 billion almost by 2017. The GDP forecast cannot be relied on at all. We'll be rerunning that soon when the final GDP number comes out at the end of the month. So we've gone somewhere in between. We've gone decisively somewhere in between by 2017, looking at a $52 billion business. So all of these forecasts are going to be run with the revised data that come out 2 months from now, and we will publish a complete history of all those things at that time. So keep this in mind when you're looking at all the comparisons that we make and that everyone else makes, because we're going to get those revisions. Now, in slide 9, there is a report issued by the Commerce Department, which is called the Annual Survey of Manufacturers. And this report is kind of important because it's done in the years when there are no census reports for business. Now, the business census is different than the population census. Everyone knows the population census is done every 10 years. The business census is done every 5 years. And it's done in years that end in, or it's done about years that end in 2 and in 7. And in between, they have a survey. A census attempts to contact and evaluate everyone, and a survey evaluates a sample of the marketplace. And I thought that I would give a little comparison of what the 2000 annual survey of manufacturers said, and compare it to the 2009, which was just released again by the Commerce Department. And I use the inflation-adjusted data for this. So since 2009, commercial litho, or offset, is down 40%. That is a growth rate, or negative growth rate, of 5.6% per year. Now, we did have a very, very big drop in 2008 and 2009 compared to prior years. The share of offset as a total volume has gone down from 53 to 49%, so we lost some share points there. Gravure also went down, and a lot of the gravure in this part of the market, this would not be packaging. This would be commercial gravure. So a lot of that would have been in the catalog markets and the newspaper insert business. That's gone down almost 35%, or about 5% per year, and that share has remained stable. So it's got the same size slice of a smaller pie. Okay, so it has the same, not same size, but the same portion of a pie as a percentage. Flexo went up, and this is a part of this is related to the packaging business. One of the quirks in the Commerce Department data is that label printing, of which Flexo is a really important process, is part of commercial printing. So this is where we see that. That grew 10.5% on an inflation-adjusted basis, and basically what that means is that it's grown slightly above population growth, not much, 1.1%. Population grows about 0.9%. Its share has gone from 4.9 to 8.4. Why? Because as a pie gets smaller, but as one of the pieces retains the same value, its share actually grows. And that's going to be really important when we discuss digital printing. Commercial screen went down, so that's down about 3% per year. That share went up because it didn't go down as much as the other businesses. Quick printing had a tough time. We know quick printing is being replaced by email and a whole range of other things that we can do online, send PDF documents, and also more and more people printing things out at home and all that. So that share of the overall commercial printing market went down from 4.5% to 3%, going down about 9% per year. Now, my suspicion here is that a lot of the franchises have had some decrease in volume, but not as much as the independents. The independents really took it on the chin here. Now, the office superstores would not be included in this because they are not part of the commercial printing business. So some of the volume that would have gone to quick printers exited our industry, and that's one of the things we have to keep in mind here. And it's not that large in the grand scheme of things, but it's large if you're a quick printer, that's for sure. Digital printing, it grew by almost a factor of four since the year 2000, growing at almost 20% per year. It's actually gone down in the past couple of years, but its share is still growing. So it's gone from a 1% share to about an 8% share. So these are companies that are specifically focused on digital printing. We think it's going to continue to grow and get a bigger piece of a smaller pie, but that the overall use of printed goods is going down. And while the pie is getting smaller, digital printing will be growing, but it will be growing at a slower rate. Business forms have gone down from almost 8% share to about 5%. That's decreasing by about almost 10% a year. Book printing's been going down. You know, it's really interesting when you look at the book data from the publishers and all that. It's never inflation adjusted, but books are not keeping up with population growth. And it's very clear when you would inflation adjust that as well that's not happening. So that share of the pie has gone down. Blank books, like a checkbook is, believe it or not, a blank book, that's gone down by almost 10%. That share has gone down a lot. Other commercial, that could be letterpress and intaglio and a whole bunch of other things, that's down. The binding and finishing business is a bigger share of the business, but that's been going down. And pre-press services, as we know, has retreated back a lot. When you mix it all together, the commercial printing industry is down over a third in that 9-year period. and down by 4.7%. So that's what's happened. So we have the nice story of digital printing and of Flexo. I know a lot of folks were hoping that Flexo would have a bigger presence in the true commercial business, but it is still a very narrow focus, narrow, pun intended, I guess, in terms of the presses, narrow in terms of the business that it's in, which is labels, of course. But those are the two sectors that have been doing much, much better. Now let's get very quickly to Canada. You see our chart here, same chart that we have virtually every month, where the overall trend is down. And there are numerous reasons for this, and one of the reasons is that they are exporting less to the United States. And the figures are actually quite dramatic. In 2007, exports by Canada, imports into the U.S. from Canada for printing were $1.4 billion in U.S., and in 2010, they were 0.9. So you've got half a billion dollars gone from the marketplace. And most of that was picked up by China. So our U.S. imports from China went up by $300 million in that time. Overall, exports, by the way, imports were up a little bit over 2009, but they still haven't reached the 2007 levels. Imported printing is also subject to the same kind of competition from electronic media that the others are. So our forecast for Canada, there's one thing on this chart that should scare the heck out of everybody, and it's just the way the statistics came out. Did you see the forecast for 2017 from our aggressive model? And that's the kind of thing that should rattle people. It rattles me. And also the overall direction of all the numbers in this chart. I don't believe that this will happen in this particular way. But all businesses must be prepared for this kind of contingency and use this in their planning to develop a sense of urgency and to make sure that they have a plan so that this does not happen to them. But this is where the statistical trend is going. And that's it for this particular report, but I do want everyone, if you have not downloaded the Print CEO Forum presentation I made with the slides and the audio, it's on slide 12, make sure that you do that. We'll be having an economic webinar in April. There'll be plenty of emails about that, but if you want to listen to the one from December, you can still do that. And, of course, on slide 14, you can download the book, Disrupting the Future, and I'll be going around to a variety of cities, D.C., Kansas City, Dallas, I'll be in Chicago, discussing this particular book and all other kinds of things about where the industry is going and what the printing businesses need to do in order to reinvent themselves. So that's it for this month's discussion of monthly printing shipments, and I look forward to chatting with you again next month. Thank you very much.